took a misty night, I took my oil lamp with me. I went into the forest, it was very creepy. I went into a cave on the top of the hills. My oil lamp went dark and it gave me the chills. Then I saw the monster, he was scary as hell. With big shiny teeth, then he opened his beak. Oh Lord, I cried out, how could this happen to me? Then he turned around and said, do you want some tea? Do you want some tea? I can make you some tea. You have to taste this tea. I started to relax, he had it pretty cozy. In a big fluffy couch, I had the taste of the tea. Then we played video games till 2:45. We heard a voice and thought that this time who could it be? It was a big crowd gathering outside of the cave. They yelled, come on out now you two and don't misbehave. We're gonna slay the monster and fill this cave with concrete. With pitchforks and torches they stirred up some heat. As I thought to myself on how to retreat, I didn't want to go because this place was so sweet. Then the monster turned around and said, you all want some tea? I can make you some tea if you only let me be. But they were so angry. The crowd grew large and big, and they all looked so mean. A red-nosed man came forth, he was the leader it seemed. He said, there's simply no room in this world for you to exist. When we saw you on the hill, we simply could not resist. To have fun is now forbidden in our country. The only thoughts allowed are pain, hate and misery. The monster grew a grin, he was only happy. The only thing explaining this is pure jealousy. He said, I know it's your country, but I want to be free. If you want the killing spree, go play GTA 3. Then I turned around and said, why are you so nasty? Why don't you let my friend be? Stop the monstrosity. In fact, you need to flee before he gets angry. You'll all be history and headline NBC. Why don't you come on in? We'll have a big party and maybe you'll see this is insanity.